boarding party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. Get ready, gentlemen. This is it.
It is time.
And it's time. Brace yourselves.
Friday.
I'm tired.
It is finally upon us.
I'm tired on this Friday, but I'm excited that I'm so excited it's Friday.
We're a little tired. Our friend Jamie is in town. We're out late.
Yay.
And by out, we meant on the couch watching television. But
yay.
Hey, we were still awake.
Whatever, dude. We were out partying.
We're party animals.
We were clubbing last night.
We be clubbing.
Party monster. So much drug stuff happened. It was nuts. It was a blur.
I did take my Juice Plus, so,
whoa.
I mean, you know.
Hey,
yeah.
Quit getting crazy, bro.
I know, man.
You need to calm down.
I know.
Your body's going to have the proper levels of nutrients that come from fruit and vegetables if you're not careful. You crazy party monster.
Oh, man. Jamie coming in studio today?
Yeah, he's going to try to come in between 9 and 10 at some point.
Drummer from your old band, Waverly.
The original drummer, the OG.
The OG.
Of Waverly.
In town for a really cool reason. He's a guest teaching this weekend.
Yeah.
At Remedy Church
Remedy
here in
Church.
Albuquerque.
We know about that place.
We do. So we'll be hanging out with him a little later.
Hooray.
Getting ready for his guest teaching spot this Sunday, 10 a.m.
So you're going to... Wait, he's teaching...
Uh-huh.
This Sunday, then you're teaching the next Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm teaching
the next Sunday.
Good luck, church.
That's real life, y'all.
That church is gonna fall apart.
Dude, yeah. Good stuff.
So if you guys are interested in hear us blab about things on a from the pulpit.
Going through the book of James.
Yeah, going through the book of James.
It'll be cool. So, yeah, man, we got a great show for you today. It's Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. He'll be kicking it with us. Jamie will be coming in with us and hanging out. Big old day to give away stuff.
Big old day.
We do have stuff.
We got tons of stuff to give away. We can give away your headphones.
No
way.
We can
give away your shoes.
See what this is all about. See what this is all about.
Who is it?
Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew?
What?
What are
yeah.
you doing? What
How are you guys doing? Doing?
But is school even in?
No, guys, I actually have a birthday party today, so my friend's picking me up in a couple of hours.
Is
so.
That
in a couple hours?
Your friend's picking you up at 8 a.m. for a birthday party?
Yeah, because I'm going to help set up for it.
That's good. If anybody ever wanted organizational friends,
you're the guy.
You're the guy.
Yeah, guys, exactly. That's why I always pass my binder checks in school, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, we
exactly,
know, man.
Exactly, exactly, and yeah. So I'm going to give a birthday shout-out this morning to Rebecca Ghosh. She used to go to school with me back at LBJ Mid School, and I just wanted to give her a birthday shout-out this morning.
Birthday shout-out!
For all of my friends, you know what? I give them a birthday shout-out. You know what? I say birthdays are one of the most fun things, aren't they?
You say birthdays, I say fun days. Birthdays!
Fun days!
Birthdays!
Fun days!
You guys are funny.
You're funny. Let's do another
one. Anyways, guys,
I did pass.
All those finals, I am now promoted to sophomore at Volcano.
No! Matthew, you're growing up too fast. You're a sophomore now.
It was hard taking those tests, but let me tell you. Oh, I'm thinking, Lord, that they're over with. I can relax.
Yeah.
And now I think the only thing I have to worry about now is those summer workouts coming up pretty soon.
Hey, summer workouts, buddy.
Summer workout, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm getting ready to start my summer regimen.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to involve some serious PS4 time on the couch.
PS4.
probably rocking some of them TJ-style microwavable dinners like I had
finger
last
stretches.
Night. Butter chicken, Trader Joe's. And then I'm probably going to...
circulational stretches.
Maybe watch some more television.
Television.
There's a lot going on for me this summer.
Stretch your eyes.
DC Comics, they keep doing good things.
They're
with
doing
the
good.
So, but some Batman Eternal probably.
We're
going to
see
future.
If Marvel can catch up in quality.
Ooh, you know? So got a lot to catch up on in TV shows.
Yeah.
You know, I still haven't finished this last season of Justified.
Probably
going to try and finish that.
Or Vikings.
Yes, we still haven't seen the season finale.
We still haven't finished
still
Vikings.
Still on the DVR.
still on there, Matthew. Tons of stuff. And then also,
you guys are funny. You guys
I'm going to actually exercise this summer.
Wait, what? Why would you do that? That sounds painful and exhausting.
It's not summer for me.
Daunting.
Summer is
disappearing. And you know what? This year, guys, is going to be kind of nice because, you know, also, hey, I get to go into those football fields, you know, for free with the team. It's going to be nice. Yes. And I also get fed before each game. With
what are you talking about?
Yeah, we get food before each game, then we get transportation into the stadium.
He's like the football coach. He coaches the Volcano Vista High School.
Oh, you're the football manager, huh?
Yeah.
Matthew, I'm about to go look to you. I'm going to look at your website. I'm going to see what's going on.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Are you guys going to notice everything is pretty much still the same because all I had put on there was the Riverside Crew picture of the Sagebrush guys I work with.
That's what I see here.
Yeah.
Matthew, is this a cell phone on your side?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has to keep their phone on them. Because if in the event that we have to call each of the members down to the desk for some reason, we have to have a method of contact.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, we don't have two-way radios, so we just use our phones. But hey, yeah, my phone's on vibrate, so
safety first,
I'm working.
Safety first.
Yeah.
Hey, Matthew, I like this NDWI thing you got.
That's good.
Yeah, I wanted to put that on there because I think that, you know, it's just sad that, you know, so many people get killed by DWI accidents, you know. Pretty sad. One of my friends, sisters, or brothers, can't remember which one it was, got killed in a DWI-involved accident.
Oh,
it's pretty bad.
Stinks.
So I know how hard it is. It's going to be, you know, it's hard. But hey, you know what? If people just try, we'll be able to end DWI, I'd say.
That's what's true. It's a good saying.
I do have something I need you to update for me, though, on your website.
Yeah.
You have a Garfield Comic of the Month here.
Mm.
Can we start doing that weekly? Can we have a Garfield Comic of the Week, maybe?
I feel like that would up the game.
I can see, guys. The thing is, I only have a limited amount of data for this iPhone I'm using right now.
I see.
My personal phone. My mom put a restriction on it for half of the gig that we're on, so...
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I have that restriction on this phone. But if I'm in a free Wi-Fi zone and I could actually make the changes... I would love to make the changes today, guys, but unfortunately, I'm going to be at a party all day, and then I'm having
you're
a
party animal.
No Wi-Fi at the party?
DP!
I'm sure that there. I'm sure that there is Wi-Fi at most people lodge, but
well,
yeah.
If you find Wi-Fi at that party, I think you should make a new Garfield comic
there
priority,
go, man.
Yeah, I definitely will, guys, and also there's a newspaper, too, I have on there. I make my own newspaper every single month. Hey, anybody out there who wants me to interview them as an athlete? You can contact me at mathromabq@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to interview you.
That's good.
Over the phone.
So much information.
So much.
Yeah, you know what? I've actually done a lot of cool people this year. I did a kick returner from Volcano, a girls basketball player. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And hey, guys, actually, can I get a song request this morning?
Yes, you can.
All right, this morning, guys, I'll keep it clean. I'm Dylan.
Amberlynn.
Yeah, to Rebecca for her 15th birthday today.
Yeah, love it.
Happy birthday. I'll see you soon.
There you go. Matt from Albuquerque, everyone.
Have a good day, buddy.
Oh, so good. So good.
So good.
By request for Rebecca, he said he wanted to hear some Arcade Fire.
Afterlife.
Yes. Fantastic.
Just mixing it up here.
That's how we do on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Newsflash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. Spaceships.
Yeah.
Spaceships are always breaking news because they are cool.
Yeah.
Also breaking news, dinosaurs are cool. And so are sharks.
I don't know if that's breaking news.
Breaking news.
All right.
For the first time since 1979, the year Steve-O was born, the bullfighting festival in San Isidro, Spain, has had to be called off. After not one, not two, but three bullfighters were gored by angry bulls. They were stabbed by their horns.
Gosh.
That's what gored means.
Yeah.
for all you kids listening out there that didn't realize your Friday was going to get so violent so quick.
I know.
Escalated quickly. And that's the way it happens in the real world. You need to learn that. You need to learn it, little kid. Just kidding. No, I'm not. The FBI says that due to the changing times, may have to adjust its policy and begin hiring pot-smoking hackers.
What?
Literally, that's what it says. They're also considering a name change to the Federal Bureau of Groovy Investigations.
Okay.
Really cool, if you ask me. The FBGI.
Yeah.
The guy. A man was arrested at the Sydney airport for trying to smuggle into the country 16 small exotic bird eggs hidden in his pants.
Wow.
Hide the eggs in your pants. Hide the eggs in your pants. Hide the eggs in your pants when they are exotic.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Exotic eggs in your pants.
Gosh.
A new study sheds light on why human-to-human skin contact can trigger positive feelings.
Glad they spent a lot of money to study that.
Me too.
Gosh, so worth it.
I think it's great. I think human-to-human contact is wonderful. Every time I see Doug, I try to give him a hug and he runs from me, but I catch him. Every time.
Every time.
Researchers at the University of Florida, that's right, have created a simple, inexpensive, do-it-yourself trap for bed bugs.
Ugh.
Pretty cool. How do you feel?
That's, I don't want to think about it.
The CEO of Levi Strauss says that he never washes his jeans. I came in and talked with Mitch about this yesterday.
Yeah?
Because these, my friend, are a pair of Levi's. And it says on the tag, it says, try to wash as, like,
as little as possible.
Little as possible. The least amount of times. And I don't know, had these for a while and I've only washed them twice.
Really?
Yeah, the thing is, if your jeans start stinking,
yeah,
you put them in a freezer, and it like the bacteria goes away and they stop stinking.
What?
It's true. That's a real life situation. That's not a theory. That's a real life thing.
I don't know, man.
You should try it.
Freezer pants.
Freezer pants. 50 U.S. senators say they're in favor of the Washington Redskins changing their controversial name.
Mm-hmm.
What would they change it to?
Something less controversial, like the Washington Bullets.
The other 50 senators say they don't know what's wrong with the word Washington.
Yeah.
After Fox News anchor Greg Jarrett was arrested at a bar in the St. Louis, Minneapolis airport for being drunk and belligerent, Fox News released a statement saying that Jarrett has taken a leave of absence to deal with a personal problem.
Yeah.
That's how you handle it. That's how you handle it. Hey, I need to take a leave of absence
Stop
to deal
it.
With it.
Stop it.
There's a personal problem.
Just dealing with stuff.
It's stinky jeans. I just got to put them in the freezer.
So weird.
Federal forecasters said Thursday that a slower than usual hurricane season is expected this year because of an expected friend returning from the ocean. That's
Jaws.
Right. El Nino. Doug's favorite friend is El Nino.
What a jerk.
Doug tells me every day that he loves El Nino.
He doesn't call, he doesn't write, and then he just shows up and, you know, trashes your house.
He's like Bill Brasky.
Ugh.
He's a legend.
Ugh.
He's like Todd Packer from The Office. He just shows up, and then he's playing a joke on you.
Then you can just come back around after not talking to us for so long.
What a
jerk.
It's just
going to be cool, El Nino. El Nino.
The El Nino, which warms part of the Pacific every few years and changes rain and temperature patterns around the world, will likely reduce the number of intensity of tropical storms. Oh, number and intensity of tropical storms and hurricanes. That's good.
Oh, okay.
Cooler temperatures on the surface of the Atlantic Ocean compared with recent years will also lower the probability of hurricane formation. Officials expect about 8 to 13 named tropical storms and 3 to 6 hurricanes. One or two major hurricanes with winds over 110 miles per hour are forecast. Forecasters did get it wrong last year when they predicted an unusually busy hurricane season. There were 13 named storms and only 2 hurricanes.
Wow.
So we'll see. Can you trust the NOAA? I don't know.
NOAA.
That's the forecaster.
National Organization of Awesome Americans.
Awesome Americans. A United Nations investigator kicked off the World Health Organization annual summit with grim remarks this week in Geneva, declaring,
unhealthy diets are now a greater threat to global health than tobacco.
It's interesting.
This statement was delivered by professor and investigator Oliver De Schutter. In a 2012 special report to the UN Human Rights Council, De Schutter called attacks on unhealthy foods a high priority, along with regulation of saturated fat, salts, and sugars, cracking down on junk food advertising, and supporting local food production. This week, he referenced this report when he said,
it has been 2 years since my report on nutrition and the right to food, yet obesity continues to advance, and diabetes, heart disease, and other health complications along with it. The warning signs are not being heard.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
So if you're out there and you're fat, that's what's up. Earlier this week, I shared that some people aren't happy with much of the stuff being sold in the 9/11 Memorial Gift Shop in New York City.
Yeah.
They are not. Some people think it's kind of rude.
Kind of tacky.
Yeah. Hoodies and t-shirts and earrings seem somewhat harmless, but some think there should be no gift shop at all. You can see the point, right?
I was really offended, but never mind.
Nope. Then there's the 9/11 cheese plate. It's a plate in the shape of the United States with hearts where the attacks hit New York, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, my joke was going to be way less offensive than that, so... I'm not sure about
You're offended by the cheese plate?
Well, that's just lame. That's weird.
That is weird. It just goes to show you can make money off anything.
You really can.
Even tragedy. It just takes a diligent worker to do it. How can we stand on the shoulders of progress?
I have a really good idea. It's very offensive. People would be really upset, and idiots would probably purchase it if they're buying all this crazy 9/11 stuff.
Cheese plate.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your idea. You can tell me off air, because people will call in and they'll say, Steve-O, cross the line, buddy. Cross the line.
Yeah.
Facebook announced Thursday a shift in privacy settings for new users. Now, when someone signs up for a profile, their default posting status is set to friends only. Previously, the default was global, allowing any web user to see the content. Facebook will also conduct privacy checkups for existing users who haven't changed their settings in a while.
Yeah.
Get on there and change your settings. Change it to make it private. Steve-O's is so private he doesn't even have one.
I do not.
Pretty awesome.
No one can see it, even me.
Typically, we would like our taxis to get to our destinations as quickly as possible. Doug, have you ever been in a taxi? Yes, he has, everyone. As every jump on the meter means having to fork out more cashola.
Yep.
In Japan, there's a new taxi service named Turtle Taxi that will deliberately go slow upon request by the passenger. By simply pressing a button at the back of the taxi, you can signal to the taxi driver that he or she can stop the engine at red lights, accelerate more gradually, and keep out of the fast lane, catering to people who are not in a hurry. This service has seen an interest from pregnant women, the elderly, and those who are traveling with sleeping children. I like that those are the people that have been checking it out. The elderly are down with the turtle taxi.
I love the turtle taxi.
Hey, quit driving so fast. Slow down. And the whole time the taxi driver's like, I'm going 26 miles an hour. I'm not going to go any slower. This is against my rights. Why did I sign up? Why am I a turtle taxi? What am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
I could be working at IHOP right now.
Yeah.
Making people wonderful, delicious things for breakfast. And here I am driving turtle taxi, and I got Grandpa Friend in the back yelling at me, telling me to go slow. I'm going 26 miles an hour in a 35. I'm going to get a ticket, and old Gramp's money bags back there is going to pay for it. That's why I would never drive turtle taxi. Speaking of charging people money for really stupid stuff, in Vancouver, Washington, third graders can earn Monopoly money for good behavior. With it, they can buy toys, popcorn, and pizza, and use the bathroom. And if you can't pay, you can pee your pants.
Are you serious?
The mother of a third grade girl attending Mill Plain Elementary School is demanding changes in a schoolroom program where students are required to pay to use the bathroom. The program was to be a lesson in money management where students received and worked for Monopoly money to buy items in the classroom, but the teacher required a payment of $50 in Monopoly money in order to use the restroom. The mother told reporters her 9-year-old daughter did not want to pay to use the bathroom and ultimately wet herself, causing her both discomfort and having to endure teasing by the other children. Mom says her daughter was down to her last $50.
Oh, you were down to your last $50, you little TT, are you?
You little TT machine. She also had to go to the bathroom. She wanted to buy popcorn like her friends were doing. She says she wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom because she didn't want to pay. She then had an embarrassing accident.
What, now, to that's me, called priorities, bro.
That's money management.
That's money management.
That's how it goes.
You spend your money on popcorn, you can pee your pants. So guess what? Next time, maybe? Maybe?
Hey,
pay
you
to
know
use
what?
The bathroom.
Yeah.
Ask your friends to share.
Ask
We're
your friends.
We're in a socialist environment anyways.
Ask your friends to share with you.
Your popcorn is my popcorn.
You could go to the movies and buy a Coke and pee your pants too.
Yeah.
You could have popcorn and a Coke and pee your pants.
Yeah, peeing your pants is cool. If peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
That's right. Doug, would you pee your pants? Doug.
Only the coolest people pee
Doug!
Peeing your pants is cool.
Doug! He's looking at me. He's been looking at me this whole time. I love yelling at Doug. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I love quoting obscure movies.
That's not... it's obscure to everybody now.
Yes.
To us, it's like, ah!
Little known fact, Bride of This Dude has never seen that movie. It's more obscure.
Lame.
Yeah.
Lame!
Yeah, I know.
Lame!
She doesn't need to because I quote it all the time.
Good.
I see what's going on here.
I see. Let me tell you.
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Do you have so many online accounts that you can barely keep track of where you're registered, let alone what the passwords are? You're certainly not alone. Heck, even Fernando Corbato, a retired researcher who is one of the people credited with inventing the computer password 50 years ago.
Dude, domo arigato, Mr. Corbato.
There you go. He keeps all of his passwords on a few typed sheets of paper.
That's good, man. You don't want to...
Not in a computer.
You don't forget that.
That he helped invent. A former WWE superstar choked out a thief while visiting Amsterdam last week. Harry Smith, known to WWE fans as David Hart Smith. David Hart Smith? Yes, Doug? Doug knows.
From what era? Like recent?
Now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Saw a man steal a woman's purse and realized the three security guards called to assist were struggling to subdue the thug. He jumped in to help and choked the guy out.
Nice.
Witnesses say that the purse snatcher was initially aggressive with the security guards but calmed down considerably when Smith, who is 6'5" and weighs 250 pounds, got involved.
Nice!
That's what you do if you want to make it happen.
Beautiful.
And my friends, it's time.
Whoa.
Wow!
Sorry.
It's time to transition. Now, do we want to take a look at traffic?
Heck yeah, it's 6:45, which means time to take a quick look and then remember to
traffic.
All right.
That's it.
I agree.
Other than Paseo del Norte and Highway 47 Rio whatever construction to report... There's an accident reported at Central Avenue and Broadway Boulevard. That's going to be a busy intersection at this moment of time. So be careful around there and plan ahead. Maybe use an alternate route. Maybe quit trying to train a dragon and keep it in your backyard when your dragon's invisible and your name's not Pete, jerk.
What?
Traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. And invisible dragons.
Too many people try to train invisible dragons up in this world.
That's a little frustrating.
And it makes me upset.
You know who's not frustrating?
Doug.
Dougie Fresh!
Yesterday on birthdays, Steve-O Mateo came out swinging, but couldn't break the tie. This morning, we've got models, MTV hosts, and boxers. Find out who's going home victorious next.
Yes, Doug! That's what I'm talking about!
And
that's
welcome.
What I'm talking about!
And welcome to another edition of Birthdays this morning.
Doug! That was strong!
This morning we've got the King of the South, Mateo, going up against the self-claimed King of Nothing, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wear your crown, King Nothing!
King of the South, bam, 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 bam. Are you my sister? I don't know.
At least I got a Metallica song in there.
I get to make my own song up.
King Nothing.
Kissing cousins. Hits too close to home.
Today is May 23rd, 2014, day 143 of the year. There are 222 days remaining.
Yeah!
First up this morning, an American model, actress, and reality television personality.
Tyra Banks!
Nope. She modeled in the 90s, later gained fame among soap opera viewers in 2003 when she originated the role of Sam McCall on the soap opera General Hospital.
Nikki Taylor!
And she was a contestant and the winner of the first season of Dancing with the Stars.
Kathy Ireland.
Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Monaco.
No, don't know. No clue.
Monaco.
Same.
Monaco! What's that?
45.
No.
No!
No!
31.
She is 38 years old today. Next up from Dancing with the Stars to Making Fun of Them.
Yay!
Ooh. TMZ. Saturday Night Live.
Yes. American actor, comedian, and writer. He's known for his work on Saturday Night Live, where he has been a featured player and is currently a writer. One of his recurring roles is Carl, an elderly retail worker who always gets insulted by Niff and Dana.
Oh! You know, what's his name? And Cecily Strong. They play the two workers, and they're like, oh! Because they always think they're going to get fired, and they're like, let me tell you why you suck! And then they go into those things. I love that skit.
He also has a recurring character on Seth Meyers' show. When he shows up and tries to be his sidekick.
Oh, is it Fred? No.
No. It's the dude I've seen. I thought he was off SNL. Is he off
He's
SNL?
He's a writer.
He's a writer
He's
now.
He's a writer now. That's right. Because it was like, okay.
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson. Tim Robinson. Yeah, he's 34.
36.
Today, Mr. Tim Robinson is 33 years old.
Oh my gosh, what have we done with our lives?
Hang on, let me draw. I'm drawing something.
Okay.
What is it?
Good job.
It's a map to the stars.
Mm.
Next up. In 1989, she was modeling and appearing in television commercials and would become a VJ for MTV in the early 1990s. Since then, she has small roles in a handful of films, including Dumb and Dumber. And in 1995...
Duff!
Yes.
Duff!
Yes. She... It is Karen Duff Duffy.
Who was she in Dumb and Dumber?
She was...
She was the sidekick to the, like,
The big heavyset guy.
Yep.
I love that movie so much.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What's her? How
Just
old
being
is she?
A fan.
Stop it! Stop being a fan. Give it up. Give up. Give
so
it up.
Let's pretend like she was a teenager when she was modeling in the 80s. 90s, 2000s. I'm going to say she's 45.
She is 42 years old today.
Today she is 53.
No way.
Whoa, wait, I got to sit down.
Oh, why y'all so old? We getting old and we don't
care. Trebek!
No. Genius turned author. He rolled off a winning streak on Jeopardy. The famous winning streak.
Oh, man, I don't know his name.
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings, yes, I remember this guy.
47.
Ken Jennings, 45.
He is 40 today.
Oh, gosh, man.
Come on, Ken Jennings.
Next up, a retired American professional boxer who was undisputed world middleweight champion from 1980 to 1987. Made 12 undisputed title defenses and holds the highest knockout percentage of all middleweight champions at 78%. At 6 years and 7 months, his reign as undisputed middleweight champion is the record longest of the last century, behind only Tony Zale. In 1982, annoyed that network's announcers often did not refer to him by his nickname, Hagler legally changed his name to Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
So it's Marvin Hagler.
Yes.
Marvin Hagler.
Knew it.
Knew it and nailed it.
Nard dog.
corner.
Let's say he's 60.
60. No, 58.
He is 60 years old today.
Ah! He did it.
I did the math on that.
How'd you do that?
Well, he was fighting back then. It was around the same time Sugar Ray Leonard, and I was thinking, okay, well,
stupid! Stupid!
An American actress,
Andrew
and
Lincoln.
Former
actress.
Casting director, known for her role as Carol.
Carol!
It's Carol's birthday?
It
What's
is
her
Carol.
Name
Melissa
in real life?
Melissa McBride.
Oh, Melissa McBride. It's too bad she's dead forever, those of you who haven't caught up.
Shut up.
Hey, just look at the flowers.
Look at the flowers.
Oh, that was such a great episode!
You realize people are going to send in tons of hate mail thinking you're serious.
Nobody knows how to operate
serious.
Email anymore.
He's not serious. Studio at mystaticradio.com. I'd be pissed too.
The only person that emails us is some dude that won't quit complaining about Mike Maines.
I think Carol's like prematurely gray. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like her,
I agree.
Like the gray. I don't think she's older.
Yeah, I agree.
In the sense of...
She was on Matlock.
I think she's older.
She's older.
She's older.
She's got a little
so
bit of gray.
She's got gray. Yeah,
so
she's got gray. Dead
it makes
giveaway
sense that
she's
she'd
older.
Be older. Yeah.
Yeah. So, she is
58.
Yeah, 56.
She is 49.
Okay.
Oh,
Doug,
you jerk.
You
You're
us.
A big old jerk, Doug.
You're a trickster.
Gosh, Doug.
Trixie Doug.
Why you gotta be deceitful,
Jewel.
Doug?
Yes.
Boom.
Who will save your soul? Jesus.
Not Jewel.
Not Jewel. Okay, oh man.
Check out my teeth and I say my teeth now.
I'm trying to do some math here. How old do you think she was when this came out? 20?
I'm
gonna say 40.
It's a term brand. 20 what?
I'm saying she's 40.
34.
What?
Steve-O, you nailed it.
Hey! Well, 40 for Jewel.
And the last
that's
birthday
two
this
in
morning.
A row. Not in a row, but that's
I'm
two
proud
for
of
me.
You that you knew.
Math, bro. Math. I good. Said if she was 20 in 90, you know, 94, when around the time where
three,
she was
four.
Living in a car.
Television host, stand-up comedian.
What is this from? I know the song, but I don't know what it's from. It's from a TV show?
This energy calling me.
Oh, this is Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Is it Drew Carey's
yep.
birthday?
It's got crude attitude.
People are fans of Drew Carey. They were pissed at the president.
All little kids growing.
Did you see the president went to address the nation this last week and Twitter blew up from older people furious that this idiot, quote-unquote, president was interrupting my Price is Right!
Oh!
There was a slew of tweets.
Yep.
It was hilarious.
Don't you ever interrupt my Price is Right.
Not when Drew Carey's so handsome!
He's lost weight and he's great!
He is great.
I really liked the Drew Carey show.
I did too. Yeah. Hey, we got a few people from that. Craig Ferguson. Ryan Stiles was on that show and he was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, that show was
the
excellent.
The neighbor from Office Space.
Yeah. That show was excellent.
It really was.
Hey, Peter Mann. Peter Mann.
Oh, Drew Carey, today's your birthday, and you are older than we think. I'm going to say 50.
Oh, man. 49.
Today he is 56 years old.
Oh. Dang it.
On two dates now.
I win!
Well, we still gotta do dates. Sometimes those count.
On this day in what year, the Canadian Parliament established the Northwest Mounted Police, the forerunner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
It doesn't have to do with Bryan Adams, I'm not interested.
Well, he's Canadian. He's the heart of Canada.
That's good.
You've seen what you mean.
Search it, Doug.
Okay.
Search your soul. And when you find Steve there, you search no more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying for.
Wait, what are we doing?
Yeah.
The Canadian Parliament established the Northwest Mounted Police, the forerunner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
You know it's true. Everything I do.
I don't care, Doug. I don't care anymore. Because I love Bryan Adams.
I do too.
And when you play Bryan Adams, expect the world to get derailed.
Okay.
Yep. Pretty much. In this music video. Oh, did you see that? Robin Hood just busted in.
Oh.
Alan Rickman. That was such a great movie, but not. Christian Slater's accent was amazing.
Hey, I'm your brother, Will Scarlet. Brother.
Brother.
I'm British.
What are you doing?
What?
Are you Oscaring our Bryan Adams?
Nope.
Oh, you jerk. You're Oscaring our Bryan Adams. All right. Okay. On this day in 1872.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds awful. Will you can just stop both of them. Hurry. Hurry, Doug. What'd you say? What year?
1874.
1873.
Whoa, I was off by a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Here, you get this.
1 year. It was Bryan Adams. Goes out to you, Bryan.
He gave you power.
This day in what year, the first talking cartoon of Mickey Mouse was released.
Steamboat Willie the one?
The Carnival Kid.
Yeah,
Carnival
I was going to say it wasn't. Do you remember? Oh, man. Okay. What was the Big Band Parade? Oh, man. That was Big Band Parade. There's some good ones.
Oh, boy.
I could never do that one. I could do Mickey Mouse just fine, but then I'd have a friend who did Donald Duck, and I was always, like, really mad.
My dad can like, do whatever. Donald Duck really good.
Whatever. Okay, Mickey Mouse. 1929.
1937. Steve-O's on fire this morning.
Oh, my God! 1929.
I got a hoodie from Disneyland when I was a kid, and I remember.
Power.
And the last one this morning. On this day in what year, doctors in India began warning people that if they were scratched or bitten by 4-foot-tall monkey man that was allegedly terrorizing New Delhi, they should get a tetanus shot and a rabies shot.
Well, yeah, you should do that anytime any 4-foot-high anything bites you. So,
yep. If a kid bites you, get sterilized.
That's right. Oh, man. 1962.
1994.
This happened in the wonderful year of 2001.
Oh, awesome. My gosh.
Yeah, today is National Polka Week, National Taffy Day, International World Turtle Day. Today is Don't Cry Day. It is also Heat Awareness Day, Lucky Penny Day. Tomorrow is International Jazz Day.
Yeah.
Morse Code Day. Ooh. Escargot Day.
Hey.
Sunday is the Indianapolis 500. It is also Cookie Monster's birthday, National Missing Children's Day, National Tap Dance Day, Nerd Pride Day, National Wine Day, and Monday begins Hurricane Preparedness Week.
Oh,
and it
right.
is also Memorial Day.
Heck yeah, it
yeah,
is!
Yeah, Memorial!
We are off! You're going to enjoy a more music Memorial Day because we ain't here!
That's right. And it's going to be great.
Ah! It's Friday!
You got your hat pulled back in. Sunglasses on, baby.
That's right. We got a great show for you today. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joins us. We got Jamie from Waverly going to be hanging
Yay!
Out. We've got
Jamerly.
We've got me. We've got Doug.
And we are free to listen to music and talk. I messed up the end.
That's all good. It's Steve Austin Morning Party.
No! Static.
get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
If I could speak Spanish, now is when I would speak it.
And hola.
Only the Spanish people would know what was up.
Me llamo Mateo.
Nobody else would know. And they'd be like, what'd he say? What'd he say?
El traffic es en la biblioteca.
Es muy frío. Accident reported Central Avenue at Broadway Boulevard. Also construction. Is this construction? Road construction roadway reduced to two lanes, I-40 West at Nolasco. Way out on the west side, down on the south part of town. Road construction roadway reduced to one lane, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo. Also, our favorite construction spot, I-25 in Paseo. Shining a light into the darkness of everyone's morning every day.
I feel like we're getting close, man. The beams are coming across the top.
It's supposed to end in December.
Oh, okay. So, you know.
Getting close.
See.
Only seven more months.
I think that's a... It's December 2 years.
Oh, really?
It's a two-year project. Everybody's all excited. Yeah. The first phase will be done by December.
Sam!
Gosh!
You are the ruiner of days!
I'm just bringing truth, brother.
Traffic brought to you by Debbie Downer.
We like to call her Sam Swan.
Yep, that's right.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. You know how I am. I just can't let untruth go on.
It's Friday.
Oh, that's right.
You can
Paseo will be finished tomorrow.
Paseo is
It'll
the
be
best.
Tomorrow. It's awesome. I'm just glad because I don't have to drive that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I live on the east side.
It's not terrible.
When I go to the west side, I just go over on Alameda because I live off of Alameda. So
there you go. It's not terrible in the 5 a.m. hour.
Right.
It's pretty terrible in the 5 p.m. hour.
Yes, I've been across there one time during that time.
I was here yesterday till 5 working, and yeah.
Man. And if you're stuck in it, 5 o'clock hour, you should listen to Afternoons with Celeste.
You really
you
should.
She'll help you out.
She has this great dude on every Thursday named Max, and he's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to him in the car yesterday, tearing up. It's pretty funny.
Tearing up.
He's pretty funny.
He was tearing it up.
He was tearing it up.
Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
It is Friday. Team Awesome Morning Party. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
I'm here.
I know we have a special guest calling in. I believe in the 8 o'clock hour.
Neato.
Okay.
Yeah.
So neato, gang.
I'm waiting for that one.
Sweet.
So we'll see what that's all about. I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
But I do know. Friend of the show. Friend of yours.
Oh.
Friend of your from days of years of...
Of your.
Old age gone by.
Yes. Age old gone. Age time gone by. Friend, you know, those times where...
Yeah. I believe he was a mentor of yours, Sam.
A mentor.
Yeah, of sorts.
So, I didn't know any of my mentors were still alive.
Yeah, this one is. This one is.
Okay.
You know, so...
Awesome.
When you're that old, I guess you just start realizing, hey, I'm next.
To see my friends, I gotta go to the graveyard.
Oh, man. Man, that's not ominous and horrible.
I know, right? All right, what do we have on the docket today, my dear friend? I know that you saw something you said.
I did.
Hey!
Guys, I want to talk to you about something that's going on. In this world, it's an interesting thing. All you have to do is find it. There it is.
Now, would this be question of the day?
Yeah, I think this could work out as
all
a question.
Right.
Do you think so?
I have no idea
this is what I talked about. Going to the middle seat.
Oh, yes!
Okay.
Absolutely! I'm
Sam,
sorry.
Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Imagine, if you will, sir, you go to the theater to catch a movie you've been waiting to see. Now, Sam, when I say theater, I'm not talking about vaudeville, buddy.
Okay.
I'm talking about the talkies.
Yes, the
talkies. So, you know, just a little context.
You mean the moving pictures?
Those
moving pictures.
The talkies.
Going today, but we don't get to leave that early because we're working, so we're going to have to, like, cut out of here 10 minutes before the movie starts, which is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Watch out for the truck.
You get there early.
Okay.
Not like we're going to be able to do, but you get there early. Snag a seat in the middle of the theater.
Okay.
No having to tilt your head back because you're too close.
Right.
Or having to watch the whole movie at some crazy angle because you're, you know, off to one side.
Yeah. Like right in the middle. I don't like sitting too close to the front.
I'm right there with you.
Too close to the back. I got to be kind of in the middle, middle seat. I'll bring my tape measure to make sure I'm exactly in the
middle. I'll get there early to ensure a good seat. Heck yes. That's just part of the experience.
Absolutely.
If you miss 1 second of one trailer, you've missed
the whole movie.
Even though now I have this... I always have this weird, like, moral battle. So I'm like, I've got to get there early enough to see the trailers. And then I've got this other voice that goes, no, you don't, because you can just watch them on the internet anytime you want to.
No, it's not even the same.
It's not the same. No. The part of the experience is gone.
I did not care to see X-Men until we went and saw Amazing Spider-Man 2, and we got that new trailer on the big screen, and I said, okay.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
Trailers used to be such a special thing, and now they're not. Mm. Well, here's the thing. Say you've gotten there early. You've got the perfect seat.
Oh.
And just before the previews start, some dude comes in with an usher. And he's like, hey, get up. You got to find another seat.
And you're like, I've been here for 20 minutes waiting.
And then he says, yeah, but I paid extra money to get a middle seat.
Boom.
A Toronto movie theater is hitting moviegoers with a few dollar add-on fee if they want to sit in a seat in the middle of the theater.
Wow.
A rep for the company says, I sort of position it akin to an aircraft where you have your regular coach seating, then you might want a bit more, like, amenity option.
Yeah, and nobody likes those people either.
So you go into business class, and then you have first class, except Cineplex, which is the theater in Toronto. This is Canada, Sam's favorite country.
I've been there one time.
Cineplex isn't offering more legroom or better
I'm an American.
Food or wider seats that fold down into a bed-like position. They're not offering any of those things.
Nothing.
Okay.
These are the same old seats in the same old theater. They've always been available to moviegoers on a first-come basis, except now, for more money, you can just walk up and get somebody out of your seat and sit in the middle. The company rep only makes things worse by admitting that these seats won't be reserved in the traditional sense, saying that a ticket holder who didn't pay the surcharge could sit in on one of those seats, but she'd have to move if someone who did pay the surcharge showed up late during the movie.
That's wrong. That's just capitalist pigs trying to make more money.
That's the man putting us down.
Listen,
yeah, but
if they want to do that, then they need to reserve that row or that you know, maybe that square of middle seats,
right,
of three or four rows of just three or four seats or whatever, and don't let people sit there. But once somebody's there, once they've claimed a seat, it doesn't matter how much money you've paid.
Yeah, because then
that's just wrong.
Being the guy who pays the premium to sit in those seats, you're now that guy from first class that everybody hates.
Yeah,
man.
So I don't like going to movie theaters with those stupid D-box seats.
Yeah.
Because there's like two rows of D-box, and I'm like, yeah, you D-box, and they're like hanging there,
and those guys,
and then you're trying to watch the movie, and then you're kind of shaking because I hate those seats.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes in and pops in their quarters or whatever, and all of a sudden I'm like, cool, man. Didn't realize I was gonna have this experience during the movie.
That happened similarly to me. I was on the train in the mall. You know, they put the and it was riding. And the guy sitting next to me on the horse was just irritating. It was driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a little entertainment at lunch the other day, so I went down to the mall. The rocket ship is the best because
were
it raises up.
On,
just a,
how Sam, tall are you, Sam?
You can't fit on that horse or in that rocket
how
ship.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay, I just wanted the listening audience to like get this mental picture of you.
If I
you're
ever,
a very tall individual,
can
I'm just
we do
picturing
that?
You like with your knees to your chin.
I didn't say it was comfortable. That's why it was annoying because the horse kept bumping into my knee on the other side there.
Well,
so the theater thing. The theater.
Yeah.
For me personally, I don't necessarily like the middle of the middle.
You're crazy.
I like being in the middle row because I like being middle of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I like being a little bit further back in the theater. And it may go back to my days when I worked in the theater and I had to, when I worked in the concession stand at the Air Force Base in Alamogordo, I could go in while the movie was playing, but I'd have to stand up because I'd have to watch the crowd. If anybody, you know, when the crowd thinned out, if somebody went out the door, I'd have to follow them out and sell them something. Even if they were just going to the bathroom. You want popcorn?
Yeah.
I'll give you a popcorn. Dude, you're stalking me. I know, but it's my manager. She's right here. Buy some popcorn before you go to the bathroom. Please, help me keep my job. I got to pay for my motorcycle.
You buy the popcorn and I'll hold it for you while
so
you
So I think
to...
I just kind of got used to seeing that broad view. I like the broad view of the screen. And I can, when I'm in the back, I can really see the whole thing.
Yeah. Man.
One time I had to watch a Bourne movie on the front row.
Oh, I would have thrown up everywhere. Gene, you remember the movie.
I do.
I saw Jerry Maguire front
row. Because
Ryan and that same thing.
Ryan and I went to go see it together. And here's what I'm doing. I'm sitting on the front row and I'm going, okay, I'm watching this part of the movie, ooh, and then out of the corner of my eye, I see action over here, so I have to turn to see the rest of it.
Nope. I'll just go, I'll walk out of the theater and go, I'm sorry, there's not enough seats. Can I just get a later showing?
Yeah. I've never done that. I just knock somebody over and take their ticket.
No, oh, man.
No,
I can't. I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you're up close. And then I had a headache for 3 days because my neck was
exactly. Movie experience is 505-338-3700. A movie theater in Toronto, Canada has decided to offer a premium, if you will, for the middle rows and the middle seats.
But it's
like
not
this.
Reserved.
No,
if it was reserved, that would be different. But this is, if you sit in that seat, they can kick you out if somebody comes in later.
That's unbelievable.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
That is just wrong.
Because then what do you do? Now you're the guy that's like, oh, crap, now there's only the front rows.
Right.
What they should do maybe is have, you know, all the seats maybe black.
Yeah.
And then like a couple rows where it's like, hey, these are the premium seats. You can sit here, but you might get kicked.
Right. You can tell
them. Because then
you'll
just sit a row behind.
If you warn them, sure.
You know? Because we went and saw Godzilla, and it was, you know, IMAX 3D, huge.
Yeah.
And we sat towards the right, mm-hmm. like not even the middle, and we sat down, and the first thing Matt says is, hey, are these seats okay? Because we're very picky.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
We are both very picky.
I'm picky.
I gotta sit in the middle.
Yeah.
And we weren't. We were to the right, and it's like, I mean, I guess.
I started having another moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Because there was this old dude, and I was like, there was one seat between me and this old guy, and I was like, I really could. I leaned over and I was like, I could just scoot over one more. It might be better.
Yeah.
I thought, or do you want to sit there?
Do you want to sit on the other
side? See, that's
of
the
me?
Weird thing about it. Was the theater full, like packed?
It was pretty packed.
So to move over one chair with the theater packed, wouldn't have been a big deal. But what would have been weird is if there's like 12 people in the theater and there's guy
one
seat.
No, I got no shame.
No, you just go sit right next to him.
I'll sit right by somebody.
If somebody's in the middle of the middle row, and they're like right there, and their seats all next. I won't do that. It's not like a bathroom stall where
you have to
be at least one off of them.
That's right.
I'll go sit right next to them. Hey, man, I'm excited too.
Yeah.
Boop.
Good.
You got the best seats. I'm sitting right next
to you.
I don't care.
No, you could even make a conversation out of it. Hey, we are smarter than everybody else because we got here early.
You sit down, but you have to be prepared because, like at Spider-Man, we sat down, and we sat down by just somebody that I wanted to kill within a minute, like literally murder them, and then ask people to help me get rid of the body.
Because they were talking, or
he was just asking questions and blah 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 question, and then it's like, well, I haven't seen the first Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh man, that was the worst.
And then I'm like, he's talking to Steve-O, and then I like lean up, and I'm like looking at him.
Yeah,
I give him this look, and then I lean back, and it's that look like, hey.
Because then I was explaining to him what happened in
the first
Amazing Spider-Man to kind of catch him up. And then the best part is the opening scenes happen with the parents, and then he leans over and goes, oh, I have seen the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh. Afterwards, he goes, so it wasn't even memorable.
So it was,
grabbed him by the shirt collar. There's a chronology!
There's a chronology!
First and second!
I was thoroughly thrown off because he just kept talking to
wild.
Me.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like,
that's
as
funny.
The movie was happening, he was kind of leaning over, like, we became friends, and he was just like, man, we are bro'd down, so I didn't know what to
he
do.
Made that
I just
connection.
Kept going, okay, yeah, man, just kind of nodding.
You know, the movie-going community is a tight-knit community.
Man, they are!
Okay, I want a movie recommendation.
Okay.
Not a recommendation, but I have a question.
Okay.
My wife and I have a chance to go to a movie tonight.
Uh-huh, Godzilla.
And we've talked about, we haven't seen Amazing Spider-Man yet.
Yeah, Godzilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would go see, you saw Captain America.
I've seen Cap already.
I would go see Godzilla just because if you go see Spider-Man, you need to see it in 3D. And that's a little more
expensive. Stupid
expensive.
Well, I don't. That's what I was going to ask you. Do we need to see Spider-Man in 3D? Because that makes up what time we get to go.
Yes, and not Godzilla. You don't need Godzilla in 3D.
No.
You don't need it.
No,
it doesn't add anything.
He's so fat.
He's falling out of the screen, muffin topping it.
I saw a clip of it on TV last night. And I was like, well, no wonder the Japanese filmmakers are upset because Godzilla is huge.
He's
not
awesome.
That upset.
He's got to do some cardio.
It's the second most successful film of 2014.
I guess so.
So they can't be that upset.
Brenda actually threw that out last night when she's listing titles that we might be able to go see tonight. We were talking about it, and I said, you know, I don't even really know what's playing other than. And I said, Godzilla!
Dude.
I used to watch those on TV, dude.
You have to see it.
I have seen them on TV. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
Is it good? Really good?
Here's the best part is I can't wait to take Jack and Luke, who are 8 and 10.
Yeah.
And that sounds crazy because you see the trailer and it looks so scary. They created this film for all ages.
Okay.
It's got the PG-13 tag on it for a reason, because there's still mass destruction. Think Man of Steel, you know, buildings falling, crazy stuff like that. But no language, no blood. It's not even releasing in Japan until mid-July, actually.
Because I remember, the TV movies, and I just remember them as TV movies. I don't know that they were ever in the theaters in the States. They may have been, but I just remember seeing them all on TV. And I saw them, all of them, you know, Mothra and the one with King Kong and where King Kong grabs that tree and plunges Godzilla's mouth. I still laugh about that. That was because my brother and I were watching that on Saturday morning TV. We were watching that, and you know, there's this epic battle going on. And then all of a sudden, Godzilla looks around, grabs that tree, and plunges his mouth. Yep. And my brother and I, we just died laughing. So I remember it being kind of campy, but we loved the movie. So I was going to ask, they got rid of the campy and made it a good... Well, I mean, I wouldn't... even if it was campy...
It's not, like, serious.
Well, but even if it was campy, I wouldn't care, because to me, when I hear Godzilla, that's a campy...
You just have to see it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I'll talk to you in it.
If you enjoyed the movies when you were a kid, you'll like it.
Yeah, I love them.
And it's made so much money and done so well that the director, Legend Pictures or whatever, Legendary, they said that he is on for a trilogy.
Yeah.
So there's going to be two more.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
you hear that, Brendan? We got to talk about what we're going
to
go see now.
He wants to do like a Monster Island thing.
Now, how about we call you in a couple hours, because we're going to see X-Men this morning.
Yeah. Are you?
And so, you know what? I'm still going to say Godzilla. That movie is so fun.
Okay.
You're talking about being a kid and watching Godzilla. Me and my brother called each other immediately after we watched it. And we're like, dude!
Oh, no. Okay.
I felt like I was in front of the TV as a kid.
Spider-Man's kind of emotional.
It's heavy.
You said that before.
It's a heavy movie.
And I'm kind of in an emotional state right now, because Emily just graduated from high school.
No, okay. Do not see Spider-Man.
Maybe Spider-Man might be too much.
It'll be too much.
Okay. Well, I will.
Don't see it.
I don't know that I don't have enough Kleenex to... It's embarrassing. You know, when you carry one of the little travel packs, you can hide that in your pocket.
Right.
But when you got to carry a big... You know, a six-pack box of Kleenex into the theater, it's just a little embarrassing.
Or you're taking like a six-pack of Coca-Cola into the theater, and you got your boxes of candy.
That's right.
And you have to wear a trench coat.
Last time we went in, I was told by the movie theater guy, hey, man, you're going to have to hide that better.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, next time. Because you're not allowed to, and I'm just like walking in with a big old fast food bag and just like kind of... Normal.
You're gonna have to hide that.
Hey man,
you're gonna have to
do a better job.
That was funny that he said that he'd make you get rid of it.
No, he let me take it. So,
but it's funny how he said that.
Yeah.
Hey man, so, hide that better, dummy.
Yeah. Now let's be honest.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Has snuck candy.
Snuck candy
into.
That's wrong, Sam. That's wrong. Now.
Well, you know, when you're buying a box of Junior Mints that's this big,
right.
And it's $17.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's a little ridiculous.
That's wrong too.
When you can go to the dollar store and get snow caps for a dollar.
We went to see Godzilla, and we hadn't eaten lunch yet.
Yep.
And he was the smart one and said, "I'm gonna wait." And I just couldn't. My stomach was grumbling. And I went up there and I'm looking and got they had little hamburgers. Like you could buy a hamburger. It was $13.
Yeah. Did you go to the one at the new Windrock?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great theater, by the way.
$13!
Yes.
I was shocked. I'm like, are you sure? Don't I get a discount because I just paid $18 to see your stupid movie in 3D IMAX? $18?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
No? Cool.
Are you sure?
Here's
my ticket didn't come with this.
Yeah.
I remember complaining.
It came with another mortgage.
Yeah.
Because it's so expensive to go to the movies.
I remember one year complaining because I had to pay $7 to see a movie.
Isn't that crazy? And we're excited because I think the matinee this morning is like 8, and we're like, it's not double digits.
That's awesome.
We got to go early.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, movie experiences. We're talking about them.
We're doing
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700.
What have you done?
This is coming up at 9 o'clock. Jamie from this here band.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Traffic is a bad idea.
It really is.
Every day it's a bad idea. It's also a bad idea to try to make this computer be on time. because it's not. Little jerk. Computer, I hate you.
Sorry.
Hatred in my heart.
Don't hate.
This is a machine!
Oh. Rage against the machine.
There you go. We just have construction to report right now, thankfully. I-25 in Paseo. And then down south side, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south, and west side, I-40 west at Nolasco. That's your look at traffic. If you see something that we don't cover because I'm upset at this computer, please give us a call.
Traffic.
505-338-3700.
Sorry.
I needed to tell him the number.
Traffic brought to you by selfies. Mm. Don't do it. Do you see this 16-year-old student got killed?
No.
Killed taking a selfie! Selfie, not a safie.
Apparently, it's become a popular thing to try and take selfies in front of moving trains.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, this teen in India wasn't so lucky. He was accompanied by his brother, stepped onto the tracks to snap the selfie with his mobile phone, slipped, and was run over by the oncoming train.
That is terrible.
Yeah, we told the story, what was it, yesterday?
Oh, my
gosh. Of the girls who were snapping a selfie video of them. And about 10 seconds into the video, poof, accident.
Wrecked their car.
And then there was a selfie of them later at the hospital together. So they both lived, but selfies, bro.
So the driver was distracted by taking a selfie.
No, they were taking a video of them like singing a song. Their jam came on and they were like, we got to do a selfie of
us
singing this song. Boom, crash.
Did they hit another car?
I don't know.
They hit something.
Ironically enough, it was Dave Matthews' band, Crash Into Me.
Oh, no,
no
way.
No, it wasn't.
I was going to say, that would be truly ironic.
Static!
Yo, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey. Good morning.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
You know, we're good.
Good deal. Good deal.
What about you?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm driving home from work.
Good.
Yeah, getting off. I wanted to backtrack a little bit. I called in a couple days ago. Instead of talking about how Steve-O could get his man card back, I wound up winning something. So
that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on just a sec, okay? We're going to backtrack it a couple days. Here we go. All right. Not on topic. Go ahead.
We did the time warp.
All right. So, about the scenes, the room scene.
Wow, yeah.
Good grief.
That's a serious time warp.
What happened?
Where have I been, right?
Right.
The only time I've ever done a room theme was I did my bathroom, and I did it gents, and it was pretty awesome.
Nice.
And for the I guess the icing on the top, I drained the toilet, and I put a Patriot sticker on the bottom of my toilet.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Wow. Good grief.
Wow,
well,
you
let
are
me,
a
look,
fan.
Now to catch you back up to the world. There's a theater in Toronto that's they want to do a surcharge where they can pay like a movie person that can pay $3 extra to get like a good seat, like a middle seat, you know, prime seating. The thing is, it's not a reservation. You can just walk up if you're late to the movie, pay the extra charge, and then go into the theater, and even if somebody's already sitting in the seat you want, like an usher can make them move because you paid $3 extra to get that seat.
That's not right.
How do you feel? Tell me why or why not you would do this.
I think that would cause a riot.
Yeah, I see. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People get irate over texting.
Reservations. Reservation would be all right.
Yeah?
But, you know, have a little rope with a, you know, one of them velvet ropes looking all nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only way to get past that rope is pay the extra $3.
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah.
Good call.
Hey, thanks for calling us, bud.
All right, Jets guy.
Take it easy, guys.
Later,
see
man.
You, buddy.
All right, so here's the deal.
Let's do the time warp again.
Yeah. Talking about this theater. Good idea, bad idea. Trying to add a surcharge for middle seats. We started talking about how you experience a movie, if you care. 3D man, mostly don't care.
Yeah,
we're going to see X-Men today. Not 3D.
Nah, I don't care.
Meh.
Yeah.
We thought Godzilla because it was like, dude, it's going to be huge. It's Godzilla.
IMAX. Meh.
Nah. The best part of that was like the intro thing where it was like,
yeah,
counting down IMAX. Oh, and we're like, yeah, that looked awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, it was necessary.
Yeah.
Godzilla? No.
Not so much.
Okay.
So, what are the people on Facebook saying?
Maddie says, to me, it seems like someone in power made the decision that for money, you can treat your fellow human being like crap. We have enough of that garbage without theater management instigating more of it. I would boycott this theater or anybody participating in this. For more on boycotts, Sam!
Sam, you're Baptist. Boycotts.
Boycotts?
Tell us the art of the boycott.
Well, when you go camping, you have boycotts and you have girlcots.
Oh,
no, Sam, gosh!
Oh, wait,
it's a different thing.
Boycotts.
All right, Ronald says...
Are we supposed to boycott stuff?
Stop it. Ronald says he lived in Thailand for 6 years doing ministry. At the theater there, every seat is reserved.
I'm boycotting boycotts.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah, you choose your seat when you buy your ticket. Seat number is printed on your ticket.
That's not a bad idea.
And since the Thai are polite, no conflicts ever arise and almost no talking during the movie.
Well,
so different and better than the good old U.S.
But that's just like going to the theater. If you go to see a show, a Broadway show, or even at Pope Joy or something like that, you get a ticket with a seat number, row 7, seat number D or whatever, and you sit there. Just like at the ballpark.
That's a great idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
When you go to the IMAX in Nashville, you have to reserve your seat.
Now, here's the thing, though. Are they going to start charging you like, hey, like when you go see a ball game, if you're sitting out in, the third deck, the seats aren't as expensive as if you're sitting right behind home plate.
Right.
So would they in turn say, all right, this is the premium section. This ticket's going to be a couple bucks more.
I would imagine that they would do that. But
that would cause less arguments than this method. This method is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, if you're sitting there and you got there early, you got there 30 minutes early to get the seat you wanted, and then some joker shows up right at the, like, as the previews end and the movie is starting with an usher. He's like, hey, man, I paid and I want that seat, can you get up?
That's
horrible, because then it's bad on the theater's part, because then you might potentially be ruining the movie for most people around that situation. Person's gonna get upset. Oh man, that's a stupid idea.
You can check out the story at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have to take a quick break. Coming right back. We're celebrating Sam Swan being in studio, and we've discovered a long-lost friend.
Someone
from Sam's past. A ghost of Christmas past, if you will.
This is your life!
Making a grand entrance at some point in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
So...
it's going to be tear-jerkingly horrible.
It's going to be amazing. It's one of those times. This is your life, Sam
Swan.
I am
becoming more and more intrigued.
This is your life. And it's coming up next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
I almost couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it for a second, but it was worth the wait.
Guys, I just want everybody to know that Mitch came in here complaining about X-Men, and I literally threw her out of the room. Sam witnessed it.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
He affirmed it. So
yeah, that could be an Olympic sport. Mitch tossing.
Yeah. Welcome to Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us. And taking it to the phone lines. 505-338-3700.
Sam's over there singing.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How's it going?
Pretty good. Just want to say happy birthday to Sam Swan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Wow. Yesterday, day late.
Day late.
Two days late. But that's okay.
Couple days.
I'll take it.
But that's okay.
Sam, did that song remind you of anything, Sam?
Did what?
Did that song remind you of anything?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What?
It reminds me that I like Christopher Cross.
Uh-huh. What else?
I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank. Wow.
I can't.
Really sad, Sam.
Yeah! There he is!
Good grief. Your voice just pitched down a couple
of really,
man.
I was wondering how long you were going to hold that one, because that was a really good voice.
Yeah,
I didn't think anybody could recognize you. I didn't think they could. It was only the intro, you know, it was only like a big part of The Old Man and the Steve,
yes.
You know, that show that you were
yes.
part of, Sam Swan.
Yes, I'm sorry, I totally forgot.
Yeah,
I didn't make that
did.
Connection.
Obviously.
My bad.
Obviously.
My bad.
On the phone right now, the old man himself, Matt Gentry.
Matt Man,
hey,
what is
hey!
Up?
What up, fellas?
Hey, happy birthday 2 days late.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you very much. By the way, I'm drawing a blank. Sam, what do you do? And how do I know you?
I had a Bible study on old K-Lite called The Power Source.
Mm.
And I'm not doing that anymore. It's been a few years.
It has.
But now I'm just, you know, Baptist youth guy. That's all I've been doing.
That was back in the day when I would like edit everything with like power.
Yes, the power source.
That was back when you had hair.
Yes.
Hey, I have a question, Matt Gentry.
Yeah.
What's it like being the new spokesperson for the diabetes thing, you know, on the commercials?
Yeah, it's been really good seeing you on TV, man. Mr. Face.
We have loved it.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good gig. Speaking of that, I also have a gig today, so I'll be in Santa Fe today.
Really?
What are you doing in Santa Fe?
Dude, Viagra! I'm excited. That's a national campaign.
Really?
Yeah, man.
No way.
Yeah, he's the face.
Really?
Love it. Love it.
No, I'm trying out for a Geritol commercial.
Yeah,
that's
pretty great.
Good. Yeah. That's going to be good.
I'm excited.
So. Actually, I'm auditioning for Raw and Longmire.
Yeah!
Nice.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. It's only one line.
What do you
say?
Hear
the line?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here it is. All right.
I think you're going to get it.
Dude, if I were the casting director, I would do it right.
Yeah.
You're in, bro.
I mean, like,
you
just
are
like
in.
That. Just
in.
Like that.
Yeah.
So.
In like Flint, yo.
Dude. Okay,
anything else I wouldn't be able to memorize, so I just go for the one liner.
There you go.
That's a good
That's
one.
Good.
Hey, Matt Gentry, the other day, Steve-O got back from hanging out with you and Joey.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, he was elated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was stoked beyond, and he kept talking about how funny you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am pretty funny.
He is.
That
it was a Three Amigos reunion.
It made me jealous because I was like, I wish I could have just been there to watch.
We got Letterman jackets.
Yeah.
I saw
that.
The class rings that we got for, you know, the anniversary of the death of the Three Amigos. It was great.
Oh, man.
So
that picture,
cool, man.
I saw that picture. I was like, you got all three of you guys were beaming
it looked
in that
awesome.
Picture.
It
was
it
was
really
a great,
did.
It was a great pic,
Dion's
which meant
didn't
that
know
it
what
had
to
a
do
great
with
time,
us.
I'm sure.
So
the three of you in one place.
We closed it
again.
Down. We closed it down.
Closing it down.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was pretty
My whole MO, we're at Dion's, my whole MO was to make the servers feel very uncomfortable, and I totally succeeded.
Good. You really did. So, Speedos for life. You
there
know?
You go.
I mean, that's what
Speedos
you got to do.
Speedos for life is a good motto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
When the going gets tough, the tough get Speedos. That was his
Man.
Motto.
Going gets tough. So we go way back, don't we, Matt?
We go back a long time. And I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. How far back?
I can't remember. I bumped my head since then. So,
well,
anyway,
you guys
I just wanted to call in and say you guys sound awesome, and Sam, you're amazing.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, man.
Love you, Gentry.
Yeah.
You should come see us sometime.
You really should. We have a webcam now, so you can creep everybody
That's
out
right.
with your
It'd be
face,
awesome.
Not just your voice.
It
It'd
would
be, awesome.
Be wonderful.
So there you go.
Can I show up unannounced?
Yeah.
yeah, just clear it with the receptionist.
Yeah. She'll have a picture of you at the desk.
Yeah, there's pictures of you everywhere, man.
It's really weird. We all had to sign this thing saying that we saw your photos.
We see your face all the time, just not you.
That's funny.
Man, I would not be surprised. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Love you.
See you, man.
All right. Love him. Gosh.
When I first started... when we figured out how to do this Bible study, I heard that there was another youth pastor dude in the city that was doing something like that. And so I just called the radio. I sort of had a connection with Randy Rich.
Okay.
He married a girl from Alamogordo, and so his brother-in-law was a guy I went to school with. So I kind of used that as a connection to call the station and say, hey, how does one get on the radio, do a Bible study like that? You know, and then I found out how, the process and everything. So I got a backer to help pay for it. Because I, you know, to do it, I had to bring the money to the station.
So you do know how to get funding for things. Come on,
well, not,
help me go on tour.
Not anymore. I'll think about some guys that I might know that I might have some money. So anyway, so the first meeting with Gentry.
Yeah.
Because I would go in on Mondays and we would record all five Bible studies because they aired that afternoon and he'd produce them and then play them.
Yeah.
Then one day I'm driving through Roswell and my Bible study comes on and I'm like, wow, I'm in Roswell hearing my own voice. It was kind of a creepy thing. Mm. So anyway, we just kept talking and found out we had the same birthday. And then and so one day we were doing like a share-a-thon thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're Matt and I, he says, and when we share the same birthday, and we just go off on that for a little while. Randy pokes his head in the studio and says, you guys need to move on.
Yep.
Oh, I guess we talked about this too long. Sorry. By the way, this is a listener-supported radio station, and our birthdays are the same.
We know all about that.
We know about getting pushed away from important
topics. I have some very, very cool, fond memories of hanging out with Matt Gentry. We would visit a little bit, of course, ahead of time.
And, happy birthday, you old guys.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
You too.
It's very, very cool.
It's kind of a cool thing to share a birthday like
that. All right, that was the first blast from the past on line two. We've got Total Stranger.
Okay.
Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Just want to say happy birthday to us. To Mr. Gentry, to myself, and Sam.
Oh,
was yesterday.
Your birthday was yesterday, Hans?
Yeah.
Happy well, happy birthday, man.
Or as they say in your country, happy birthday-o.
Yeah. Happy birthday-o.
Yeah, it was nice to hear Mr. Gentry's voice on the radio once again.
Yeah.
I still have the recording of us when I stopped by and gave a... Panda dulce, you know, Mexican.
Oh, dude, no, sweet bread. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good time. But about the whole movie thing and experiences, I was with a couple of friends, and we had nothing to do. We were kind of bored, and we had a chihuahua with us. So, like, well, we were driving by the movie theater, the dollar movies, and it was when The Lion King came out recently.
The manga! Yeah.
Exactly, and... We didn't want to leave the dog. It was still really cold, so we snuck a little chihuahua into the movie theater. And it was pretty funny because that part where Simba gets, you know, put up by the orangutan, you know, we did that too. Like, with
the chihuahua?
Yeah.
In the theater, you held the chihuahua up.
Hans from Mexico, thank you for continuing the stereotype. That's all. Thank you.
It was hilarious.
Thank you.
Everybody was cracking up in the theater, but I'm surprised that they had a chihuahua in the theater.
Gracias, por favor. Feliz cumpleaños, my bro.
Así.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Hans.
Así.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
505-338-3700.
Never snuck a dog into a movie.
No, that's a new one.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I listen in on you guys' talk show, you know what I mean, every morning, and you guys are amazing. You guys are funny. You guys start my day. You guys bring a smile to my face, and I just want to say thank you, guys.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes I wake up, you know, and I'm really not feeling it. You know what I mean? I don't wake up with the joy of the Lord, you know, but as soon as I, you know, hit the truck, you know, I blast it. You guys are just so funny. And I just want to say thanks, guys.
Dude, awesome. Thank you. I was waiting for the but. You know, I listen to you guys
every day,
and you make me laugh.
That's very kind.
And there wasn't. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's awesome.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good day, all right?
You too, man.
All right, God bless.
God bless you, too. Stop stealing my
I'm
words.
I'm sorry.
You too, man, is what I say.
I'm sorry.
I've always said that, Sam.
I've
always said you too, man.
I know. In fact, you're having influence on me.
Stop.
You too, man.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no!
Oh, I did it again.
Here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal. Both of you calm down. Okay. You too has been used before.
Oh, okay.
Doug's all been right. using it for 60 years.
Also with you. That's my new one.
Also with you. I'm going to steal
Static.
That.
Static!
Ride like the wind!
Mellow!
Hey.
I'm not here to boast or to brag or anything, but today is my birthday as well.
What? Poo-Boy, it's your birthday?
Man.
Yep.
It's my
birthday. 1980.
What? Feliz cumpleaños.
Man, you're a kid.
¿Cómo estás?
No, I feel like an old man, but...
Well, I know you do, but wait till you get to be my age. Then you really feel like
an
old man.
Yeah, or my age. I'm hundreds of years old.
Yeah, vampire.
I guess May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, those are good days for birthdays.
Dude, I guess so.
You know, it's also Janae Heitzik's birthday.
Today's Janae's birthday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, saw that on the Instagrams.
Awesome.
Yeah. Dude!
Hey, so what are you guys doing on Monday? Are you guys off?
It is a More Music Memorial Day. We are away, so you get to hear the tasty jams of Static Radio.
Nice. Right on. Well, I'm off too, so I'll be tuning in, man.
You'll be jamming to music.
Excellent.
All right, man.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too. Happy birthday, Pooh Boy.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Bye.
Man.
505-338-3700.
Hearing Matt Gentry was really cool because it made me think of when the first time Waverly came back, because we had come in.
Oh, yeah.
We had come in when it was still Joey.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie and I were talking yesterday, and Jamie was telling Christy about Joey, and he was like, dude, Joey's probably the funniest person I've ever met.
Yeah, that hurts my feelings.
Joey was like, he did
well, you're
second.
Like, okay, hey, you're second. You too, man. You too, man. You too, man.
Hey, man.
And also with you.
Don't take it personally. This story is about Joey.
That's right.
So anyway, but then we came in after Static happened, and I was like, man, Joey's not there anymore. This is going to suck. And then we got here, and Matt Gentry was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. It was like, oh, man and the Steve. Because I remember you saying, you're like, we're thinking about calling it Old Man and Steve.
Yeah.
Because the Old Man and the
Steve. And then people were like, that'll never catch on
and
because it was too clever.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Klingon, which was too clever.
Static.
Yo, what up, guys?
What up?
So I heard one of you guys say that, you know, birthdays, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, there's like a day for birthdays.
Yeah.
My birthday was actually on Wednesday on the 21st.
Oh, hey. What? You and Sam Swan?
Yeah, man.
And the old man?
Yeah, I turned the big 30.
Oh. Hey, you're my age, bud.
Man.
Dude.
Oh. I'm kind of feeling it in my hips today because of the weather.
Yeah. Hey, those hips don't lie, buddy. There's a storm coming.
Be careful. Be careful stepping off the curb so you don't break a hip.
It's cool. By the time that we are 50 or whatever, they're going to have like bionic limbs it's going to be like X-Men Days of Future
Past.
We're all going to walk around looking like Colossus.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah.
Matt, when's your birthday?
August 12th.
August 12th. You're going to be 31?
Yeah, this year.
Man.
Woo! I'll be 31.
Man, you're old.
Yeah.
That's old. That's a scary thought.
It's cool. You just surround yourself with elders and you feel better.
I'm going to be the big 2-9, man. I can't believe it.
You can't wait.
Almost there. Almost there. Oh,
how many times have you turned 29?
About 7. Yeah. So it's cool. Yeah. It's good. It's good.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Later.
Doug, how old are you?
He's like 20.
He's 22.
24. 24.
That's 24? Cool. 24. That's why he loves Jack Bauer.
Doug is younger than my oldest daughter.
Whoa.
I can't believe I just said that
Sam's
on air.
Old.
Dang, dude.
Sam's
Your
old.
Daughter gonna be upset, dude.
I had tell him, man. I had children when I was 12.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm just trying to be young.
Oh, Sam, you oh!
I used to try to fight it, but I decided, aging is inevitable.
Wisdom.
Well, you know, the thing was, Sam, I mean, back in your day, people did get married around that age, like 12,
12 13. Yeah.
You had to ride a donkey to get
the
census taken.
Yeah, the hardest part was getting the wagon out of the mud.
Yeah, right. You had to ford that river, bud. You had to ford that river.
Absolutely.
You saw the Transcontinental Railroad get completed, Sam. You saw great
dude,
moments
if you look
history.
At that picture where they come together, I can show you where I am in the crowd.
That's awesome.
I was on my dad's shoulders.
Oh, man, incredible.
Waving. I wanted to take a selfie, but I had my phone in my pocket and I couldn't get to it.
It was weird. You were on your dad's shoulders and you were 17 years old. It was the weirdest picture.
Yeah, I didn't grow until I was 25.
Your
I was
dad
a little
so
tiny.
Upset.
Yeah. Incredible. He was all hunched over.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700 if you want to hang out with us on this beautiful Friday morning. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, Jamie, our boy. In the meantime, some 610 on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, I can't believe I did it again.
Hey, yo.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Gonna take a quick look at traffic real quick. Everybody's awake. It's fine. No, construction.
Speak up!
Hey! Oh.
What?
Oh. Blacked out there for a second.
Sorry. There.
Do have an accident to report at Central Avenue and Broadway Boulevard. So another accident on Central today.
Woo!
You guys be careful around there.
Yeah.
Also the construction at I-25 and Paseo, at 40 in Alaska, and at Highway 47 and Broadway Boulevard, southeast south at Rio Bravo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calver campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now,
Alton Quaffs.
We were talking about this movie theater in Toronto that is trying to change the game. Gosh, this is awful.
Not for the better.
No, not for the better. A movie theater has decided, hey, you know what? Those seats in the middle rows, in the middle aisle of the whatever, those are the premium seats in movie theaters. So let's charge a premium fee, a surcharge, if you will, to sit in those seats, but we won't reserve them. So if people get there early and camp out and then try and, find the good seats, but somebody pays a surcharge of, 20 minutes later because they're late,
yeah, we
get to bump those people. That's a terrible idea.
That's a bad idea.
I feel like it would help, though, with midnight showings, because I remember when episode one came out, I camped out for hours upon hours to see the next Star Wars movie. And if I could have just paid an extra few bucks and been guaranteed a seat in the middle somewhere, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know you would have done it.
Yeah.
I mean,
because
then you don't have to wait. Yeah, why camp out if you don't have to? Mm-hmm. I kind of like the idea of what they do in Thailand. Was that where it was, Thailand?
Yeah. And I will say again, like, even theaters here in the States do that. Like,
yeah,
the IMAX in Nashville, you have to reserve your
seats. Right.
If it, especially, not always, but if it's an opening night premiere,
yeah,
you have to buy your ticket early, and a computer, like a grid, comes up with a map of the theater, and you select your seat, and it shows you which ones are taken,
and
you have to pick.
Now, here's what sucks about that is, what if you're with a group, but they're not there?
You have to buy, you can buy everybody's ticket.
Yeah, you'd have to buy everybody's ticket. And there are those times that happen aplenty where it's like, hey man, I'm going to be late, pick up my tickets.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden you're buying seven movie tickets.
Well, what we did, because we all went to see Amazing Spider-Man, a bunch of us from, we worked in the same mall as the IMAX was in. So I just gathered everybody's money.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to buy my ticket today. If you want me to get your ticket, give me your money.
See, that's smart.
That's
smart. And then I told everybody, I was like, they're reserved seats. So if you don't give me your money now, you're not sitting by me.
Right.
And the movie's going to suck.
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
So
of
that's
course,
what I did.
Of course. Yeah.
So, it was, or you have a little bit of organization is required, but I think that's the best way to do it, especially on premiere nights.
Yeah.
Seems like I think most theaters should put that kind of thing into service, because I just because if you have this is my seat, then there's no argument at
right.
all.
Right. So, if you've got it, it's printed on the ticket.
Yeah.
Then you can't. But if you say, well, I paid for the right to sit in that seat, so did I.
Yeah. How do you enjoy a film? 505-338-3700. Some like to sit in the middle, these premium seats, if you will. Mm-hmm. I know the D-Box is popular. I'm not a fan of the rumbly seats.
I like to sit close to the D-Box because I can feel some of the stuff. And then I'm like, I didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
Feel like you're getting away with something.
See, and I have to sit farther away because they go.
I don't know that I've ever felt that. I don't know that I've ever felt where that is.
Hate them. Yeah, so movie theater experiences, 505-338-3700, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, I know you have to leave here in a few moments.
I do. I'm sorry.
Sad day.
Yeah.
And you're going to be gone for like 3 weeks.
I am. 3 weeks, and then I'll be back like the 3rd or something like that.
Okay.
Friday in June.
Yeah.
And I'll be gone for another Friday, a couple of Fridays in a row. It's just, my
cool,
weird...
Sam, why don't you just quit?
No, I don't want to quit. Here's what I'm afraid of.
We're going to forget
you're going to forget me.
Nah. Well, I hope you know there's other Baptists we can call.
Yeah.
It's hard
to forget you, Sean.
We could resort to calling a Methodist, Shane. I don't care.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh,
we'll try
that's
really
just,
hard.
That's just hurtful.
Hey, Oscar, hurtful. Look, we love you, man. So glad you were hanging out with us this morning.
It was good to see you again, Matt Gentry. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, man. Static.
Happy Friday morning, guys. This is Mark the Bus Rider.
Hey, Bus Rider Mark.
Hey, so I think I've told you before, I used to work in a movie theater, and now I work in a movie theater now. I got tired of not working in one, and so I got a summer job.
Cool.
Yeah, but as far as, like, the seats I like to sit in, obviously not close up, because, like, you get, like, the pain in your neck by just staring up like an ostrich. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but also I like to sit on the ends or near the end.
Oh!
You sit dead in the middle, you have to use the bathroom, there's no getting out.
That is why you bring an extra cup. Yep. You bring an extra cup.
I have a filtering system.
Or, like I tell my children, go before the movie starts.
Yeah,
I do the same thing at church. Go before church starts.
5 minutes before the movie starts, yeah. I'll wait right until it's about to
Me
start.
Too.
And if the kids say, I don't have to pee, I say,
I don't
yes,
care.
You do.
Yes, you yeah. do.
Let's go.
You're going
to
try.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that works for like 90-minute movies. But when you're watching The Hobbit 3.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
True. It's a little yeah. longer. Yeah. Thus the Gatorade cup.
There you go.
All right, man. Thanks, Buzz Rider Mark.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Bye. All right, man. I can't sit on the end, man. It freaks me
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I don't like sitting on the end.
Because then you got the light from the railway like in your eye, and you're like, no, it's distracting from the experience of the film.
It's funny to me how any little thing will become a huge distraction for me in a movie.
For like, real. Me too.
What movie were we watching and the security guards came in? I think it was... Oh, okay. You weren't there. We went to see Captain America, and it was me and the House of Heroes guys.
Yeah.
And some security guards came in during the movie from the exit door that's down by the screen.
Uh-huh.
You know how in most theaters there's exits down there? They came in, and old Joker... left the door cracked for like 15 minutes of the movie, so there's just this thin little door crack and light coming through down at the bottom. And then finally, he realized what he had done and went down there and fixed it.
Did you go complain?
But they were coming in and out the entire time.
That's the worst part of it, is sitting in a movie theater and going, man, all right, Frodo's got the ring. This is happening. That person will not get off their freaking cell phone.
Yes.
All right, Do I get up and miss 5 minutes of the movie so that I can enjoy the rest of the movie, or do I just sit here in silence, painfully angry at this human being and ruin the whole movie?
Yeah.
I'm just going to ruin the whole movie.
I'm going to ruin the whole movie for everyone.
I can't get up and complain.
No.
Or if the sound's off, or it's low, or like the lights are still on,
lights.
You're like, turn the lights off!
When the lights don't go down the hallway, I get so mad.
Oh, man.
Pet peeves in movies.
Yep.
It's kind of morphed into that.
Yeah, well, we got more ideas about the whole charge thing.
Yeah.
Katrina says, terrible idea, all caps.
Yeah.
So more like, terrible idea!
Yeah, that's...
She sees a lot of violence in their future. She knows she would be very upset if she got moved, and sounds like they're catering to the rich.
Oh.
And then Ernest says, what if I pay an additional $6? Can I kick the person that paid $3 for the premium seat?
That's hilarious.
Can I kick the kicker? Or when approached and asked to move, can I pay more at that time and buy my seat back?
Get a bidding war
Bidding
going
war
on.
For the seat.
That would be amazing.
I'll give you $10 for that seat.
I'll give you $10, shut up and walk away.
Wait, is that 20? Am I getting 20 now?
Oh, man. Amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah, movie theater experiences and the little things that can irritate.
Good points.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The talker.
The talker.
Oh, gosh.
Although I say that, and it depends the situation, because we went and saw a movie, the whole crew here, and I think Celeste decided she'll never see a movie with us ever again. Because I...
say who was talking.
Mitch and I...
There you go.
Because I kept saying, Mateo, Mitch, and I were all... And then Matt said, no.
I was not
talking. I was not in that conversation.
Don't you drag me into that badness.
Yeah. So, it was just bad.
What movie
was
that?
It was bad. It was like Mystery Science Theater 3000-ing that movie, because wasn't it Noah?
Oh, it was Noah, yeah.
It was Noah. Oh. And so, the whole time, it was just comically bad.
Yes.
And so... Yeah. Gosh. Mm. Yeah.
I think I remember that story. I think you got when I came in.
I ruined it for everyone. Yeah. I ruined it. Not Darren Aronofsky, everyone else who took part in the film. I ruined that movie.
Go
back and see it again.
What you ruined was the opportunity for them to see a bad film completely without interruption.
So if anything, you're welcome, jerks.
I feel like we just did that thing where you apologized without apologizing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry I made you feel that way.
Yeah, hashtag sorry, not sorry.
That's right.
Man, all right, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, some Blink 182. Jamie from Waverly will be joining us.
We think.
Hopefully at some point. And this is our adios to Sam for a few weeks. We say sayonara.
We say adieu.
We miss you.
Adieu.
I miss you. I will miss you terribly.
We'll see you soon, Bradley.
Yeah.
So you will not be forgotten in our hearts.
Bradley Swanson.
Bye, yes. Brenda.
You're just... fantastic man, you.
His name is Sarah with a Y, and we're confused.
Yes, oh, man. Yes. So, here's the thing.
Hey, did the Baptist make you leave? Is that what it is?
Well, no. It's related to my job. It's camp time.
So,
I've got some camps I'm in charge of, and so we're looking forward to hanging out with some students for about 3 weeks in the month of June. And June. So it's going to be good.
We want to thank the Baptists for taking our friend away from us.
So here's what we need from you right now. You have the floor. It is your final moment. We're calling it the Swan Song.
The Swan Song. Okay. Well, I was in a parking lot the other day where there's a grocery store. And one of the things that drives me crazy is loose baskets in the parking lot.
Oh, you know them loose baskets drive me crazy.
I mean, how much effort does it take after you dump your groceries into your car to, instead of just slipping it between the cars, I saw somebody go and put it between two other cars, not even next to their car, to walk 10 feet and put... Literally, the basket is right here, and the deposit place is right there. I can touch it.
Right.
And they don't take their basket back. People, please. No. I take back the please. People, put your baskets in the basket place where it's supposed to go. Please, your shopping carts. I'm talking about your shopping carts. Because if my car gets scratched, I can't afford to get it fixed.
That's true.
So that's my swan song for today.
And if your car gets scratched, he can't afford to admit that he's the one
that's exactly right.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What about the moms who have like toddlers that they just want to leave their kids in the car alone? You know what I mean?
The toddler can sit in the basket still.
Hey, and what
and
about
be
what if?
There we go. The swan song.
Swan song.
Hey, listen, you didn't tell me you were going to have a rebuttal for the swan song.
My friend, that's on you because this man always has a rebuttal.
He always has a rebuttal. That's true.
A rebuttal for the rebuttal.
He does.
I have a rebuttal for the word rebuttal because the word butt is in it. And that's
true.
Just weird.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Don't touch the butt, Sam.
Yeah.
What is this? You know, when somebody wants to beg to differ, why do they have to beg to differ?
Can't they just ask?
Excuse me, I'd like to differ. But it's more like, I am begging you to let me have a different opinion.
I beg to differ here.
We'll see you soon.
I'm going to miss you guys. It's going to be a great, great month of hanging out with students, and they're going to hear the gospel.
We're going to
speak some truth into their lives. It is going to be awesome.
There you go.
So I'm really looking forward to that, but I'm going to miss my time Fridays with you guys.
Keep Sam in your prayers.
Please do.
Please.
And all the students. That's right.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. We'll talk to you in a month.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great, man.
All right.
Sounds great.
Coming back, that Blink 182, we promise you, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static!
Good morning!
Good morning to you there!
Okay, up and at 'em!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them!
Static Radio.
That one time.
Embrace.
You can't just grab my shoulder right
away. I threw you off so bad. Right before we started, I just touched Steve-O's shoulder, and he looked up at me, and then it just went silent.
I was like in mid-motion turning the mics.
I have a power over you, my friend. It's called friendship. Did you see the picture
on the webcam?
Did you see the picture that I posted today for Friday?
I don't know.
Well, once the computer
Facebook.com/myaestheticradio.
That's me holding you.
Oh, that's what it looks like when doves cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And monkeys hold. There's an accident at Carlisle Boulevard and Candelaria Road. Be careful around there. Also, construction to report. I-25 in Paseo. We have construction I-40 West at Nolasco Road. Also, construction Highway 47 Broadway Boulevard. Southeast South at Rio Bravo. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus.
Calvary Campus.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour.
It's the best one.
Man, it is a Memorial Day weekend. It's one of them long weekends
where you
got like short time syndrome. Is that what it's called? Short timers. When you know that you're about to have like a really long weekend, vacations right around the corner type thing, and so you're just like thinking, "Oh, things we're gonna do. We're gonna barbecue tonight. The hazes are coming over.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna
You guys
do?
Are coming over.
Yeah,
we're gonna barbecue. Huh. We're gonna take the train to Santa Fe tomorrow.
I heard about that.
Yeah, we're gonna kick it.
What? It'll be fun.
Gonna kick it.
Kick it, kick it, kick it.
I'm just thinking about that. The good times. What are you doing for Memorial Day weekend?
What are you doing for Memorial Day weekend?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We want to hang out with you. We want to know how you're doing. We were talking about this movie theater adding a surcharge for the middle seats.
Middle seats.
And how ridiculous it is. You can chime in if you would like. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or call us up. 505-338-3700. Now, we mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour. I want to circle back to this. Because in Vancouver, Washington, third graders were learning the responsibility of money management.
Money management, it's important.
One teacher decided to, rock it like a hurricane with some of these Monopoly monies. What they can do is, well, good behavior, getting work done on time. They can buy toys with it. They can buy popcorn. They can buy pizza. And they can use the bathroom.
The bathroom being the most expensive option.
And if they can't pay, well then...
You can't pay, you can't pee.
Can't pee.
At least not in the bathroom.
It's a pay to pee in Vancouver, Washington.
Pay to TT.
Yeah.
It's a TT toll.
Mill Plain Elementary School is in some heat right now. A mother of a third grade girl, demanding changes in a schoolroom program where students are required to pay to use the bathroom. Basically, they earn Monopoly money, and then they can buy toys. They can buy some candies. They can buy themselves a trip to the bathroom. Now, the Monopoly money was supposed to be a lesson in money management where they received and worked for these Monopoly monies to buy the items in the classroom, but the teacher required a payment of $50 in Monopoly money in order to use the bathroom. Well, this mother's 9-year-old daughter didn't want to pay to use the bathroom. Ultimately had an accident, which obviously brought discomfort and enduring teasing from her children. The mom says her daughter was down to her last 50. She had to go to the bathroom, but she also wanted to buy popcorn like her friends were doing.
Her friends wanted popcorn.
She said she wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom because she didn't want to pay for it. So she had this embarrassing accident because she chose popcorn over peeing.
Popcorn over pee is the best decision to make on a Friday morning.
I'm split, man. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I'm like torn in this situation. I'm a parent, and if my kid did that, I would be very embarrassed for him because all of your classmates just saw you pee your pants.
Yeah.
But it's not like the kid just didn't have any money and wasn't able to.
This child had
the ability to pay to go to the bathroom, but said, but all my friends are buying popcorn and I want to buy popcorn. So she bought popcorn with it, and the teacher said, are you sure that's the decision you want to make? We're learning about money management. Because if you don't pay to go to the bathroom, you can't go to the bathroom.
I'm looking at it from like the viewpoint of growing up, you know, in a different world, sort of. Like when I was a kid in elementary school, we weren't allowed to go to the bathroom. You couldn't just get up and go to the bathroom. There were only a few teachers that were like, yeah, you can go to the bathroom. Like, literally, most teachers were like, no, you may not go to the restroom. You will hold it until in between class.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And that's all you could do. There wasn't some civil rights issue that sprung up because somebody couldn't go to the bathroom.
Right.
Seriously, you know? No, it was like, no, and we didn't have, like, an incentive. I think that's why I'm kind of on the thing. It's like, this is kind of cool that she's teaching these kids money management and prioritizing more important things.
The first thing I always heard was, Steven, why didn't you go at recess? Well, because I was playing at recess.
You're
going to have to hold it. Yeah. You're going to have to hold it.
You know, and I know it's, you know, I don't know. I guess we're just in a different world where all of a sudden teachers can't say, no, you can't go to the bathroom anymore.
Right. So phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. A teacher was trying to teach money management with Monopoly money, charging $50 to use a bathroom. You could also buy toys, popcorn, pizza. One girl was down to her last 50. She didn't want to pay to use a bathroom. She wanted to buy popcorn. So then she ran out of cash. The teacher wouldn't let her use a bathroom, and she ended up peeing her pants.
There it goes.
In class. Embarrassing situation.
I don't
she
understand
She is
the
now being teased by the children. obviously discomfort because she had wet clothes.
Most kids just pee their pants, you know, because they just do it. They're going to find a reason to pee their pants, and that's what happens.
And I'm with you. I don't necessarily see the issue.
It really
here.
Does. I'm now looking. It's. I guess you could look at it from the angle of saying, no, that teacher essentially put my kid in a situation where they peed their pants, and that's wrong. But I don't see it that way because your teacher, who is supposed to teach your child
right.
things, was trying to teach your child a real example of money management and prioritizing
yeah.
budgeting.
Man, I really want to go to B-dubs, but I got to pay the P&M bill.
Now, if we're talking about the kid had to pay $3 to right. go to the bathroom, different right. issue.
Different issue.
This is a monopoly money thing where mm-hmm. the teacher's trying to help the kids understand frivolous spending versus actual budgeting and, you know, like prioritizing, which to me, that's an excellent lesson to learn as a kid. I wish I would have been taught that as a kid.
Yeah. 505
by a teacher.
338-3700. We want to know your thoughts. Static.
What up?
What up?
Hello again.
What up?
I would be furious.
You would be furious as a parent?
I would be furious, yes. I mean, yeah, I understand. Yeah, my child should have made a better decision, no doubt.
Right.
But the child is, what, 8, 9 years old?
9 years old.
And I would imagine at that age, whenever they're playing sports, everybody wins. There's no losers. So we can live, you know, at this day and age where everybody's winner, but nobody can go potty. Yeah. No, that's... I would be upset. You know, they're...
I don't know.
They've got all these different rules. I would be angry.
I would be upset over the fact that the kid got embarrassed. I mean, well, I don't know if I'd be upset. I would feel bad for the kid getting embarrassed. But at the same time, it would be like, but do you understand that if you would have spent your money on using the bathroom, which you needed to do, versus the popcorn, which you didn't need, yeah. and you were only doing because your friends wanted to do, do you understand how the
yeah,
outcome would have been
I'm
a little
split,
different?
Because I'm...
I would still be upset at my child for making the foolish decision.
Yeah.
Now, however, I don't know, coming from when I was a kid, I think I was in, I don't know, maybe second grade or something like that. I needed to go pee really bad, mm-hmm. and the teacher wouldn't let me. Mm-hmm. And I wound up wetting myself. Mm. And, yeah, that was embarrassing.
Is this Pee-Pee Pants Peter? Are you Pee-Pee Pants Peter?
Don't let him mess with you, dude. Listen.
Dude, I remember
but
that.
But think of it this way. Think
oh,
of
man, Pee-Pee Pants Peter, how
oh, no.
are you?
Oh, no. You,
that's,
you
a, that's okay. I still own a man card there. So.
Oh. Let's get in a...
Okay.
Yes!
Let's get into a shouting match.
Oh, it
now,
was awesome.
But don't you think you being a second grader, looking back on it, if you would have had the option to go to the bathroom in that situation with a money management type thing, do you think you would have taken that option?
I think what I should have done was just walked out of the classroom.
Man.
That's what I should have
See?
Done.
See, gosh. Tough situation abounds.
Then you would have gotten more
All
trouble,
around.
Dude.
Tough situation abounds.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I do wonder this. I wonder if the teacher sent a letter home saying that this was going to be happening.
Yeah,
or if
know.
All of a sudden their kid pees their pants and it's like, well, what have you been doing? Because
right.
it probably would have been smarter on the teacher's part, especially in today's society, to send a letter home
yeah.
saying, hey, I'm doing this.
Yeah,
but we don't know if
well,
that
this
happens.
Is a schoolroom program, so it's not just a one-day thing. It looks like this is a program that Mill Plain Elementary School has where students are required to pay to use the bathroom. The program is a lesson in money management. All these students have to do this, and so it doesn't look like it was just sprung on them. It sounds like you can earn Monopoly money for good behavior, for your classwork, for different things. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was a one-day lesson. It sounds like it's a... Because they're calling for reform in the whole elementary school that uses this program.
Okay.
So, man, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for the call,
yeah,
man.
Thanks,
yeah.
dude.
All right, man. I guess take it easy.
Later.
Hey, try and find that card, Steve-O.
I will. I'm going to keep searching for it. So,
All right,
later.
You need to do what I do and just make a backup man card.
A backup man
it's
card?
It's like a photocopy.
Yeah, but I'll just lose that too.
No, man.
I love the
hey.
Notebook. Crap, I just lost it!
No, in my eyes, you never lose your man card.
No, thanks, buddy. Thanks.
I got you.
You just lost it, though, because that sounded like a bromance. And
here's the thing. I don't need a man card. I have a Mateo card that nobody else has. It's exclusive to me. So,
yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
What's up now?
Yeah, my wife lets me have my man card every Friday and Saturday. She gave it to me and said, honey, you can do whatever you want with this. Oh, wait, it says man card. Crap.
Dang, dude.
Never mind.
The definition of a man card, I think we need to change it. I think it needs to be like, oh, wait, you know what? I might not like the same thing as y'all, but I still like it. And it's not wrong, so I'm.
Why did I lose it this time?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
We lose our man cards every day.
So regularly.
It's just, what we lose our man cards on the red. It's awesome. I don't know, man. I think I just kind of, this is just a crazy situation.
Yeah, Static.
Hey, man. This is Ali from Hobbs.
What?
Hey, this is Ali from Hobbs.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude. What's up?
Not much. I wanted to comment on the man card thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
Throughout high school, I called every one of my buddies on the man card.
Good.
And we literally printed out cards. Mm-hmm. And if you lost it, you'd owe that person $20.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I'm glad you were enforcing serious. That. You're the best kind of friend.
Hey, it earned me money to take my girlfriend out to eat.
Wow. So there you go.
Further reinforcing your man card.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
There you go.
That's pretty good, man.
You should come hang out here and do this kind of man card policy here.
You can help us secure funding for Static Radio.
We need that.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's true. That's very true.
All right.
Yeah, no, we still enforce it on each other. Like, I just lost my man card about a couple weeks ago.
That's cool.
Because
okay?
My baby shower. But it happens.
It happens.
Wait, because what?
Why did you lose it?
Because we're at my baby shower for my wife.
Okay.
Wow.
And
you need to get some new friends.
They had my wife. Had dressed me up in nothing but pink.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, yeah, no, that's a good one.
No,
that's
I think you can still be a man and wear pink.
Yeah.
Some would say a manlier man wears
yeah,
pink.
Yeah, just look at my third grade photos, man.
It's true. So. If you haven't seen those, then you haven't even
there
seen a real man.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. Oh, all the way down in Hobbs.
Dude, I love it. Gosh. When people call in from Hobbs.
Static!
All right, man, you got this man card all twisted up.
Okay, let's word. Hear it. Let's all right, hear it. Here's a real man.
Check it out, dude.
Okay, sup?
A man card is if you have a chick, a family, and you have a job, and you're supporting your own deal, you're not paying your own bills.
Yeah.
That is a man card, bro.
Oh,
pay your cell phone bill.
Pay your cell phone.
Pull boy.
We lost pull boy.
He's gone. I would say a man card is being confident in your decisions. And I question when we're all watching each other saying, oh, you just lost your man card because of what you're wearing. Because then it's kind of like, oh, cool, man. Thanks for paying so close attention to my clothes and whatnot.
Man.
Would you like to know what my deodorant smells like or what shampoo I'm using?
Oh, man. How did we get here? Where is Jamie?
This is what we did. Movie theaters.
Uh-huh.
Peeing in your pants.
Uh-huh.
Man card.
Weird.
It's Friday. That's what happened.
We were talking about a teacher who made kids pay to use the bathroom. No, not real money. It was a lesson in money management. They could earn Monopoly money for good behavior with it. They could buy toys, popcorn, pizza, use the bathroom. And if you can't pay, sorry, you're just going to have to wait until there's a recess or a break. Well, a mother of a third grade attending that school is asking for reform because her daughter had $50. Mm-hmm. Now she could pay to use the bathroom or she could buy popcorn. Well, all her friends were buying popcorn, so she said, you know what? This is my last 50. I really need to pee, but I also want popcorn, so I'm going to rock the popcorn. Well, the teacher wouldn't let her go to the bathroom. She ended up wetting herself and caused quite an accident in the classroom. She had to endure teasing by the other children. She was very upset. And, of course, the mom is blaming the school and the teacher for not letting her use the bathroom, not the daughter for choosing the popcorn over the bathroom.
I have a hard time with this. Because I don't feel like the teacher was making the child feel stupid.
Right.
And of course I wasn't there. If the teacher was standing there saying, you idiot, you wet yourself, you could have paid to go to the bathroom.
Consequences of your actions.
Boom, boom. Now, in that case, then yes, that's, don't do that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that the teacher sat the kid down and said,
Are you sure?
Do you want popcorn or do you want to use the bathroom? Which one is more important? Because your decision counts.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing with all of these situations. When everybody wins, we remove consequences.
Yeah.
You need to lose sometimes.
Yeah.
Even in life, when it comes down to a serious thing, part of the reason that we fall in our Christian walk is so that we can understand the depth of grace and love that God has for us, you know?
Why do we fall, Master Bruce?
So we can get back up.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Batman Begins.
I remember that.
Boom, man card.
I fell down a well once.
You just quoted Batman in using something for a life lesson. Man card resumed.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
I
man.
I never lost it.
You didn't, but, you know.
Mateo card.
Now it's a gold card with a Batman logo.
Wait,
on
can
it.
I have the black card?
Heck yeah,
the
you
black
can.
Card? You have a 24-hour concierge, and you can call people at any time. This is real life. Jay-Z has one.
Oh, okay.
And President Clinton has one.
Oh, good, man.
Everybody that's super rich and in the Illuminati has one.
Oh, okay.
And they sent a letter to me.
Speaking of that, Katy Perry's coming up. She's got
awesome.
One.
She's got one.
Oh, totally.
I bet John Mayer's got one, too.
Yeah.
Doug, do you have one? No, he doesn't.
I agree
that.
Wholeheartedly with you.
Yeah.
Because we have to fail.
If we,
we're gonna fail.
Yeah. Well, and some people would very, very much disagree with us.
Right.
Be like, no.
No, we're never fail. We're going to just be fluffy and wonderful all the time. You never fail. You never fall short. But that's not biblical. That's not what God says.
That's also not
we
observable real life.
We all fail.
Just live a day.
In many ways.
Yeah.
So, man.
And that's true. Boom. Without those consequences, then...
I peed my pants last week because I chose popcorn. What
I
are you going to do about
pants
it?
Because I think it's cool.
Coming up, Jamie joining us in studio for something very special. Don't miss it. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
I didn't work that time.
Nope! The music was already playing.
We've got a special guest here in studio.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O and Mateo. And it's just before 10 o'clock. We're about to roll out of here, but we couldn't leave without talking to our friend Jamie. Jamie Hayes.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Missionary. Worker of construction.
Drummer.
Drummer.
Husband.
Husband. Husband.
Father.
No.
Cousin.
Brother.
Brother. That's what I meant when I said father.
I can see that.
Yeah, sorry.
How you got mixed up there.
Long man. Night.
Is it because he's your daddy?
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie is in town. Jamie's in town to teach, actually.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Welcome.
Welcome to New Mexico. There's one thing I always remember about Waverly being on the road and
Waverly.
Coming through Albuquerque. It was that Jamie was always the talker on the show.
Yep.
Wah, wah, wah.
I precede my reputation.
Jamie.
Oh, man, we're so glad you're here.
Tell us about life, tell us about your travels, and tell us what you're going to talk about on Sunday.
Boom.
Since the last time I was here with Waverly.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Yes.
My beautiful wife, Christy, is
pretty
here.
Good.
That's
pretty good.
And
it's a good feat.
We have been to Czech Republic, served several months there. We have been to Honduras, served there, Ooh. Served locally in our little town of Hayuca, Mississippi.
Hayuca?
Hayuca.
Hayuca.
No, just an I. Hayuca.
Hayuca.
What was it? We had a sound guy named Laser that joined us, and he tried to pronounce... No, wait, was it Laser or was it Teddy? One of those guys thought it said Luca.
That's because I prank called Laser, and he didn't notice the I. He thought it was an L, and he was like, "Who's calling me from Luca?" And I was in the back seat, and he had no clue. That's how he got my phone number.
Amazing.
The past
Amazing.
Yesterday was great because we've been reminiscing on old Waverly stories. And
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie reminded me of a ton of characters that haven't showed up on the radio show yet.
This is true.
They need to be on TV is what they need to be.
This is also true.
But some of them couldn't show up because they have potty mouths.
Obnoxious.
And obnoxious.
Gosh, jerks.
One of them is a purple popsicle named Lenny. He will never be on the show.
Ever.
Because, no, that would be wrong. and I will get fired. But we all had it. It's been fun because we've been remembering a ton of stuff that happened.
Jamie, you're in town because this weekend guest speaking at Remedy Church over off Coors and Sage.
Right.
Kicking it. What are you going to be sharing?
James 2.
Yes.
That's the chapter.
And okay.
Going to be condemning people.
Yes. Okay, there you go.
For being partial.
For being partial.
I'm never partial, by the way.
For not having good works. You know, those things.
Yeah. He's not partial. He's not impartial with his condemnation. No. He's bringing the heat for everybody.
I feel like you could score with the girl. I'm going to help you. You know how some pastors are like, let's make it all hip. And like the title of this message is Partial Tongue.
Oh, Harry Potter.
And then you come out with like this crooked lightning bolt on your forehead, right? Mm-hmm. And you speak partial tongue because you're a wizard. And then the Baptists crucified you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was good.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. That's it.
I'm going to turn that off.
No.
Mine's going to be kind of like this. Today we're going to be talking about the romance of James 4.
You really are going to be speaking in a couple weeks.
I'm going to memorize a Joel Osteen sermon.
Oh my God.
And say that word for word.
Stop.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
It's going to be amazing. Somehow, someway, Jamie, you're in town. You're going to be guest speaking this weekend. I'm actually guest speaking at the church the next weekend, and the Mateo's guest speaking the week after.
I got duped.
How did this happen?
I got duped into it.
I know.
Because this is Remedy, so I play bass there sometimes.
Yeah.
And the other day I was playing bass, and Randy called me out from stage number one. He's like, we're actually going to be having a guest speaker. His name was Jamie. He was in a band called Waverly, and he was here and heard a message that inspired him to go on the mission field and leave the band permanently.
Yeah.
And the church got real quiet, and I said, thanks, Randy!
RemedyABQ.org is the website for information on that.
Yeah.
So you're going to be guest speaking this Sunday, 10 a.m., I know, service time. But, dude, I'm glad you're in town!
So am I.
Really wish you would have been here earlier.
9:30.
I know. It takes forever to get here.
Had to take a road of construction.
Yeah.
It was Paseo
del Norte. Hell Norte.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's what we call
say
it.
Just Paseo. That's
say
what
no.
we Yeah.
yep.
So it's pretty bad right now.
2015, so, spring. It'll be done.
It'll be done. That's the word.
That's what they
keep
say.
Hearing.
That's what the sign says.
So, yeah. It's cool. It's only one of the biggest streets, you know, in the city. So it's okay. 2 years. What's 2 years?
It'll be fine.
Without Paseo.
It'll be fine. But so if you're out there, you're invited. Come hear Jamie speak.
Yeah.
Waverly always had a special relationship with the Albuquerque for some reason.
That's true.
So it's cool. I think for all of us, I know when Seth was here, he was just stoked the whole time to be back in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. We had
it's
a good
magical.
Time here.
It really is.
Enchanting.
Well, yeah, that's the better word
that's
for
good.
It.
That's good. It is the land of enchantment. So.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
This Sunday, 10 a.m., Remedy Church, our good friend Jamie Hayes. Man, it really is good to see you here in person.
Right.
Oh,
not on the phone.
So great.
Coon.
So, yeah. Coon.
Coon.
That dude.
It.
Oh, man. Well, it is the end of our show.
I can't believe it's
already the end of our show.
Monday,
Memorial Day. It's a more music Memorial Day, so we will not be here.
Holiday weekend.
Everybody's taking a vacation, enjoying their time off. I hope you enjoy your time off. And, there it is.
We're going to go see X-Men.
We are. We will have a full review, we promise, next week for Comics Corner.
Yes.
And if you miss Comics Corner, you can catch that part of the podcast. Would you download it? MyStaticRadio.com/mornings.
Yes.
I guess that's it for us.
That's it. Jamie, did you have anything you wanted to add? No, he did not.
Man of many words.
Man of many. If you want to
hear
him
speak
words.
Speak.
Yeah, come Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday, 10 a.m., Remedy Church, remedyabq.org. That's it for us. Mitch is up next and some Imagine Dragons as well.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.